A $12 billion package, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. It appears that the White House and the U.S. Department of Agriculture are getting behind American farmers and ranchers. The Washington Post reported that the USDA has announced a $12 billion package of emergency aid for farmers caught in the midst of President Donald Trump's escalating trade war. In the latest sign, the growing tensions between the United States and other countries will not end soon. Then this from Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, as he unveiled the $12 billion package.
This administration will not stand by while our hardworking agricultural producers bear the brunt of unfriendly and illegal tariffs.
Much of the $12 billion will go towards payments to producers, which raises the question whether this would take payments above what is allowed under World Trade Organization rules. But Trade Counsel Jason Huffmeister says,
as we've looked at these programs, looked at our numbers, we should be below our ceiling for trade-distorting domestic support. You know, that's a $19.1 billion ceiling. Right now, we're running at less than $5 billion, so I think we're in pretty good shape in keeping this within the rules.
Undersecretary of Agriculture Greg Ibach says,
we're serious about trade negotiations.
Negotiations for trade deals that are fair, that would end tariffs and expand markets for U.S. ag products.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.